Thanks, Charlie. Anybody really like veggie burgers? I know a lot of you are guilted into trying them, but would you ever eat one because you wanted to?
We think of it as a patty filled with sawdust and dirt. That's changing.
How it's changing after this from Charlie. The food industry is consumed with finding a delicious alternative to the hamburger that eliminates the thing that makes a hamburger delicious, that being the meat. Sam Sifton, founding editor for New York Times Cooking, says the problem is that vegan chefs have been going at it all wrong.
A burger should not be about making a hamburger out of plant-based foods, right? It's about making a burger.
But other food researchers refuse to give up. They are determined to recreate a vegan version of the real thing. CBS's Vanita Nair talked with one of them.
Nailing the flavor and the sensory experience is really hard.
Dr. Pat Brown, a former researcher at Stanford University, is the CEO of Impossible Foods.
How many years of thought does this burger represent?
Well, let's see. We've been around for 5 years. We have about 80 scientists and engineers, all of whom have been thinking about this. So I guess that would be 400 person years of thought.
And there's considerable money behind this idea, too. $182 million from Google Ventures and Bill Gates. That's how important it is to make a grillable non-meat that tastes like meat. But does it taste like meat? Could it fool a reporter like, say, CBS's Vanita Nair?
It definitely has the right texture. It definitely has the right flavor. I wouldn't know it was fake meat.
Bingo! All they have to do is get the price down from $182 million. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.